Good afternoon and welcome to Cape Light Compact's Focus on Energy, a monthly program designed to bring you timely information on energy topics of interest to Cape Cod. I'm your host, Amy Vohl, Marketing and Communications Coordinator at Cape Light Compact, and today we're talking to Debbie Fitton, who heads up Cape Light Compact's award-winning energy education program. Debbie is going to fill us in on all the ambitious programs, workshops, and events she organizes across the Cape and Vineyard to expand our children's knowledge and understanding of the importance of energy efficiency and conservation. Welcome, Debbie. I just wanted to say hi to you first.
Hi, Amy.
Hi. I'm so glad you're here with me today.
Oh, I am too. This is great.
This is. Before we get into the world of energy education with Debbie, I just have a few important announcements that I'd like to share with you on behalf of Cape Light Compact. If you didn't hear our last show, we're going to give you another chance because it's on our website at www.capelightcompact.org. And we talked about our new low electricity rates. It's the lowest they've been since 2005, so they're definitely worth checking out. Our residential rate is 7.71 cents per kilowatt hour. Our commercial rate is 8.020 cents per kilowatt hour. And our industrial rate is 7.94 cents per kilowatt hour. We are also offering two long-term rates, one for a year at 0.086 cents per kilowatt hour and 8.70 cents for a 24-month period. Now, if you're already on Cape Light Compact's power supply rate, just look at page 2 on your electric bill, and it'll tell you at the bottom who is your electricity supplier. It should say Cape Light Compact down there. If not, I'm going to give you a phone number to call to switch back to Cape Light Compact because, again, the rates are the lowest they have ever been, well, since 2005 anyway. And the number to call is 800-381-9192. Again, it's 800-381-9192. And again, you can check out our green rates there as well on our website. You can see what those long-term rates are, if that's going to be an option for you, if you'd like to keep it. If you want more stable rates for a longer period of time, that might be something you want to look into. Or again, if you just want to switch back to Cape Light Compact for our wonderfully low six-month basic rates, again, call 800-381-9192. The second thing I want to mention is, it's winter time, it's cold. I'm sure you're feeling those drafts coming into your house. It is the perfect time right now to sign up for your free energy assessment. There's a different number for that. Call 800-797-6699. And you know what's great about getting it done now? Not only is it going to help you when you get your insulation levels checked and you get your free compact fluorescent light bulbs installed and you get your free air sealing done throughout your house, it's going to make you so much more comfortable now here in the wintertime and warmer. But in the summertime, when that rolls around, it's going to keep your house cooler as well. So you might as well get it in now and get the benefits of both. So again, call us for your free energy assessment at 800-797-6699. And we have an event coming up. So join us on Saturday, January 15th at the Mass Audubon Wellfleet Bay Wildlife Sanctuary. Boy, that's a mouthful, huh, Debbie? They're hosting a Super Savers program there. And Cape Light Compact's Kevin Galligan is going to be on hand to share energy-saving tips for your home. He's on in the morning, okay. And Debbie is going to be there as well to teach a Green Builders Workshop. Admission is free with membership, and I think they're just asking for a small minimum donation to the sanctuary as admission if you're not already a member. It's a great organization. You should join up. You can reserve your space by calling 508-349-2615. Again, it's 508-349-2615. If you go to Cape Light Compact's website, again, www.capelightcompact.org, we have an events button, a calendar right over there. If you look on the 15th of January, you will find links back to the Mass Audubon website, and you can get more information if you missed it here on our program. I'd actually like, back to Debbie now, finally, I'd like to start the show by reading a wonderful quote from Gloria Cardoza, who is actually Mass Audubon's Director of Education and Diversity, about a unique training workshop, the Cape Light Compact, and Debbie's talented team of science educators who worked with them. They all hosted for the Mass Audubon educational staff. And Gloria says, on behalf of the Mass Audubon Department of Education and Diversity, I would like to give you my sincere thanks to you and your team of teachers for leading the Science of Energy workshop. And it was this past fall. It was October 6, 2010. These workshops are imperative for the professional development of our educators. This informative workshop was extremely well received by all participants. Many enjoyed the hands-on approach and are enthusiastic about putting kits to use at their sites. Those are educational kits. We cannot thank you enough for your generosity in providing this opportunity for our education staff. What a fantastic quote we got from them. Obviously, you know, we love working with the Mass Audubon Society. They're a fantastic group. And so let's move ahead and kind of talk about this workshop that you're doing on the 15th, Debbie, the Green Builders Workshop.
Sure, the Green Builders Workshop. This is going to be the first time that we've done this activity with nonprofit such as Wellfleet Bay Audubon. This is an activity we call Energy House, and we very often do this activity in classrooms, fifth grade and up. At the Wellfleet Bay Audubon, we're going on the 15th of January. We're going to have teams of family teams, working on a cardboard box to turn it into a fabulous energy efficient home. And they'll be in competition with each other. We're going to see who can.
It's like the Iron Chef of energy efficiency home.
Right, right. We're going to see who can come up with the most energy efficient home. And we have a way to test them. And there will be a fabulous prize for the family, lucky family, to have the most
surprise.
Energy efficient home. So that's, we're looking forward to that. It's a lot of fun. And it's a great way to do something with your family on a winter afternoon.
Yeah. And again, through Cape Light Compact and through the great organization, through the Mass Audubon Society. And you know, I would love you to come down and meet Debbie. Debbie's actually my office mate back at the office, and I enjoy working with her on a daily basis.
Well, that goes both ways,
well,
Annie.
Thank you very much. Debbie, I'd like you to tell us a little bit, give us a quick overview of the energy education program through Cape Light Compact.
Sure. The energy education program started up, I believe, 2002, with the start of the Cape Light Compact. And in the fall of 2002, going into the winter of 2003, we went into a partnership with the NEED project. That's NEED, and it stands for the National Energy Education Development Project. They're a 501c3 nonprofit out of Washington, D.C. They're loosely affiliated with the Department of Energy, and they have a vast library of wonderful science-based curriculum on energy education, energy science, science of energy, sources of energy, electricity and magnets, renewable and non-renewable energy. And we're very pleased to be working with them. They give us great support. They have fabulous kits. I worked on their curriculum development team for a number of years and got to know some wonderful teachers throughout the country who are involved in producing some wonderful ideas. So
that's great that we're working with a national organization that gives us an overall curriculum guide and wonderful materials that you can use. How does that, for lack of a better word, how does that jive with the state standards for education here in Massachusetts?
Very good question. In fact, it's the first question that our schools asked. And everything is written in concert with the national standards, and our state standards fall within the national standards. So it jives very beautifully, and we're able to use them right in concert with existing curriculum in the schools. Mm-hmm. And we are able to, free of charge, give teachers materials through these wonderful kits. We're able to give them extra support through speakers and presentations. We have a team of teachers who are retired, as well as retired, semi-retired, because we recycle them into our program.
Yeah.
And they've been trained with a NEED project, and they go in and do presentations on hydrogen fuel cells, how they work, on solar energy, on the science of energy. They engage the students with hands-on activities. And again, these are all free of charge for teachers and schools. So
one of my favorite stories that Debbie tells me is sometimes when she gives presentations to a new crop of teachers who have come in, and they usually sit there a little glazed over, thinking to themselves, how on earth am I going to incorporate this into my curriculum? Until they go through these workshops with Debbie and her wonderful group of teachers, science teachers, and what they find out is basically all these resources are there and they're available to them and they are free of charge. And we help you really every step of the way to incorporate this into the curriculum,
That's
correct?
Right. That's absolutely right. Yeah. Just about every school on the Cape and Vineyard have used our materials in some form or another. And they're certainly available to any school that is interested in using them or interested in using our material or our resources, K through 12.
Mm-hmm. And again, that also means that there is a swath of teachers that since you've been doing this since 2002, right, really across the Cape, that are available as resources that can guide the newer teachers through this process and how to kind of work with this curriculum.
Oh, that's great. Yes, it's absolutely true. We've got a wonderful network of energy educators. Yeah.
Tell me a little bit more about these teacher training workshops, because obviously, you know, we'll get to the kids and what we do with them in a minute, but, you know, you really have to start with the educators, mm-hmm, because if we educate the educators, then we're more effective at educating the children about energy education. Can you kind of talk a little bit more in detail about some of the programs that you have available to them, the teacher training workshops that you
sure
do? And we have another program that I'm going to get to right after this, but if you could just go into maybe just give some examples of...
We do ongoing teacher training. We can offer teacher training for an in-service day for a school system if they're interested. We've done that in the past. We offer one-day workshops. We've been doing that in concert with NSTAR Service Territory, but more locally, we've been giving need-based one-day teacher workshops. Just recently, we finished up a series of, we called it standards-based energy education for teachers. And it met one night a week for 8 visits. Mm-hmm. It was a graduate level course.
See, this is what I was getting to, and Debbie just jumped ahead on me,
yeah,
and got right in there.
Too excited about it. But we had a wonderful class. We held it locally in Harwich at the Harwich Cape Cod Tech, mm-hmm, Regional Technical School in their new green building. And we had a group of teachers that met once a week, and we formed a great bond and learned a lot from each other. We had some great presenters come in, guest speakers. We had all kinds of subject matter from the science of energy, which again is frameworks based, focusing on energy transfers. We focused on the sources of energy with the 10 renewable and non-renewable sources of energy. We looked at magnetism and electricity. We spend a day on solar energy and a day on wind energy and hydro power, using and building wind turbines and water turbines and watching them generate electricity.
That was great.
We did a whole session on climate change and environmental effects of our use of all energy sources, renewable and non-renewable alike. We spent a whole session on oil spill 101. Oil Spill 101 was a session where we had Barbara Dugan from the National Park Service came and spoke to us about her firsthand experience at the BP oil cleanup.
That must have been a very interesting session.
It was fascinating. It was great. And on top of that, after listening to the science behind it, we did some activities, hands-on activities, so that the teachers could bring this back and have the kids actually do some of these activities and understand what goes into cleaning up an oil spill. So we culminated the whole teacher workshop with a series of field trips. And
it's like being back at school.
The field trip that was really welcomed and real people really found it fascinating was the Covanta sea mass down in Rochester.
What is that? What is sea mass?
Sea mass is where all our trash goes.
No.
All our trash, every town sends its trash down to sea mass. And that's fairly local. It's right off Cape in Rochester. And there we toured and learned about the system that's actually come a long way from the days when you thought of these plants, trash to energy plants, spewing toxic poisons into the atmosphere. Now it is quite the system. Participants learned how this technology that promotes recycling, removes toxic mercury from the waste stream, burns efficiently. Most of the smoke that you see leaving the smokestacks is steam.
It's steam. People don't realize that when they're going past a plant. That white stuff coming out mostly is steam.
Yeah. And the tour guide down there does a wonderful job in explaining all of this and explaining the science and technology behind it. It makes you understand that, all the recycling that goes on behind it and their efforts in cleaning up the toxic waste stream is really indeed sustainable, because they're in the process of burning, our trash, we're producing electricity. So it is a sustainable, unless we stop producing garbage,
which I doubt is going to happen.
Trash. It's not going to happen in foreseeable future. Although they strongly encourage people to recycle. And what we have
it's left all of you
is,
out there.
Yeah, that's right. What we have left is going into production of electricity locally. And again, a good sustainable way to deal with our trash so it doesn't end up in somebody else's backyard, another state.
That does sound fascinating. I'm going to take a quick mid-break program just to let you know that you're listening to Cape Light Compact's Focus on Energy. Our guest today is Debbie Fitton, who is Cape Light Compact's Energy Education Coordinator. And we're talking about information about Cape Light Compact's award-winning energy education programs that are available to students and teachers in our area. So we've talked a lot about the teachers and the wonderful field trips that you've gone on and the graduate level classes that you have been offering to them and the teacher training workshops across really our region and Martha's Vineyard. Let's talk a little bit about the kids and what's available to them.
Oh, boy. Well, we support, again, the schools by doing presentations. We will go right into the schools and do presentations on all sorts of exciting things where the kids get their hands on this technology. Another exciting thing we do is we support energy clubs and encourage the formation of energy clubs at schools. We do this to meet the school programs, education outreach goals, And their activities include CFL fundraisers.
Tell us about the CFL fundraiser.
That's great. They we give them.
When did we launch this, first of all?
Boy.
It was a while ago, wasn't
it? It was a while ago. I think maybe 2004 or 5.
CFL, just to let people know, those are compact fluorescent light bulbs.
Right.
We tend to use the lingo at the office a lot, and we forget that, you know, not everybody knows what a CFL is, but every one of you should have them in your home. And remember, just call Cape Light Compact at 1-800-797-6699 for your free energy assessment, and you'll get free compact fluorescent light bulbs throughout your house. So sorry for that little interruption there, but I, you know, I had to jump in and tell folks about that. But tell us about the fundraiser.
Yeah, the fundraiser, we give the schools or the energy clubs CFLs for them to sell, and we set the price. And the prices are very low so that it encourages folks to purchase them. And the students keep 100% of what they sell, 100% of the profits. The only thing we ask is that they use the money to further their energy education outreach programs at the school, or to put it into an energy project at the school. Perhaps put it in a kitty to help raise money for solar panels, or for a solar carnival or an energy carnival, which is another activity.
Yeah,
that
I want you to talk about the energy car, because I've actually been with Debbie at the energy carnivals, and it's just fascinating to watch the kids participate in these programs, and especially fascinating is when you have the older kids who have been in this program for a while coming in and teaching the younger kids. Energy carnivals. Tell us a little bit more about those, the energy carnivals and the kids.
The energy carnivals are a lot of fun. They're designed for schools, basically, although we've had programs that like energy clubs that'll present them to family groups at nonprofit museums such as the Museum of Natural History. What we have a couple coming up, actually we have four of them coming up in the early part of January. For instance, we have the Nauset High School. It's been practicing to be presenters at an energy carnival, and they're hosting an energy carnival for the Orleans Elementary School. And they'll go in to the elementary school and set up stations in the auditorium. And the students at Orleans Elementary School, the elementary age students, will be handed a passport with all of the stations listed on the passport, and they'll include the Wheel of Energy, which is a giant wheel, and they can test their skills at answering trivia questions on energy efficiency. They have the electric grid puzzle to see where their energy comes from. How does it get here from the plant that produces the electricity? We have an energy efficiency station where they learn about the difference between a CFL, compact fluorescent light, and an old-fashioned Edison incandescent light. We have the cool coal story where they'll mine they'll learn what miners do and all about strip mining and land reclamation as they mine chocolate chips
I end up eating the chocolate chips out of the cookie, but that's okay.
Many of the students do, yes. But we bring it back to the world of the coal miner and the coal industry, which our kids up here are very removed from. Yeah. We have hydrogen fuel cells where they watch a hydrogen fuel cell car go. And wind turbines, where they watch a wind turbine produce electricity. So there are all kinds of different stations, but the Energy Carnival, as they go to the different stations, they'll collect stamps from the different stations, and then they'll collect a solar bead for a bracelet that they'll make along the way. And at the end of the day, they have a nice solar bracelet to take home, as well as a fully stamped energy passport.
My son has one of those solar bracelets, and he absolutely loves them. It's a really neat thing for kids to kind of see how the sun affects the beads and what it does and how the energy flows into them and makes them turn colors. It's just a really easy way to translate what energy can do and what it can produce.
Correct. Yeah, it's really a fun thing. And for the high school students, this is all part of a class that they've taken, and this is their final. They're graded on, you know, their ability to present material and to teach others. So what better way to learn a subject than to have to teach it to somebody?
That's so very true. And it's great. Teaching them people skills that they're going to be, people skills and presentation skills that they'll be able to use no matter what field that they go
Absolutely.
Into.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Before we run out of time, I want to talk to you about the Energy and Sustainability Youth Film and Video Festival that's coming up. Can you just tell us a little bit about, number one, when that's going to be happening and what goes into it?
The film festival is going to be held March 25th. At 6:30 at the Cape Cod Museum of Natural History. It's open to all high school and middle school students. Submit a film or video no longer than 10 minutes. 5 minutes is great. On any subject having to do with energy, energy efficiency, energy conservation, renewable energy, energy and transportation, anything that you'd like, send it to me in care of Cape Light Compact, and the information is on our website for further information and for the criteria. Films are due on the 14th of March, so you've got a few months to get a project together, great Sweet. Prizes, and it's a wonderful way to share your interest.
And it
others.
Really is. And we actually have a YouTube channel now on our website, capelightcompact.org. If anybody is interested, we have last year's winners on biochar featured on our YouTube, you know, Cape Light Compact YouTube page on our website at www.capelightcompact.org. Go check it out. It was the neatest film I've seen. It really, you know, you're learning about subjects you wouldn't have known about
That's
before.
Right. That was the Nauset High School Green Team. They did a great job.
That was really good. One other quick thing I will just mention before we sign off. There's the need. Oh, gosh. It's the Youth Energy Awards that are coming up. It's a national program. We had 4 winners from the Cape last year on a national level. Yep. You know, check that out on our website. We're going to be putting more information up there as well. Debbie, we have run out of time talking about energy education here on the Cape. I just wanted to thank you very much for coming on the show today and sharing that information with us. Teachers, get this stuff on our website, www.capelightcompact.org. You've been listening to Cape Light Compact's Focus on Energy, timely topics on energy matters of interest to the Cape Cod community. If you have questions or topics you'd like us to address in future programs, email us at info@capelightcompact.org or call us at 800-797-6699. Again, I'd like to thank Debbie again for coming on with me today. And I'd like to thank our engineer, John Braden, for all he's done. Thank you very much, John. Cape Light Compact's Focus on Energy is broadcast from the historic schoolhouse in Provincetown, 91.3 and 92.1 on your FM dial, and streamed on the World Wide Web at www.womr.org. I'm your host, Amy Vohl, and I want to thank you very much for listening. And as always, wish you a wonderful, energy-efficient afternoon.